This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Woohoo! March 5th, Gillette Stadium. And that means one thing.
You excited?
The opening of free agency. Chaos has hit. The uncapped year is indeed here. And for some players, it's already paying off. Eric Scalavino joining me, Andy Hart here, on a Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. And it's all up in the air right now. We've got some definitive information, but there's a lot more rumor than fact at this point, not just with the Patriots, but the 31 other football teams. We will indeed start with the facts, though, Eric. Because
might as well.
That's what we do here. We're not about rumor and innuendo. We're about fact.
Well, once we get the facts out of the way, then we are.
The fact is Chris Baker was asked to leave the team. Somewhat surprising move. On the eve of the new league year, March 4th, he was released. Played in all 16 games last year, 7 starts, 14 catches, 2 touchdowns.
You might not have realized it.
Yeah, a little bit of a disappointment. Some of us thought he was going to be more of a red zone target. That never came to fruition, but I am indeed surprised he is gone in that Ben Watson is an unrestricted free agent,
will probably visit Seattle. Yeah.
And they don't have anybody there. They traded Dave Thomas last year.
2 practice squad guys who've never taken a snap.
Chris Baker, underachieved, sure, but it's a tight end. He fills out a uniform. Right now they don't have anybody to fill out a uniform. The tenders, always interesting this time of year with the restricted free agents.
Chicken tenders?
No. Well, yes, I could go for those because I am indeed starving. Long day here at Gillette Stadium. But the tenders came in just under the wire for the start of free agency. The restricted players, two most important ones, guys who in any other year would be unrestricted free agents. Guard Logan Mankins received the highest tender you can get, a first and a third round compensation if someone were to sign him and the Patriots not match. And for his part, he gets $3.26 million if he's a Patriot next year and signs his tender.
That's not only the highest of the four, it's the highest of the three possible. There's restricted free agent 3-year, 4-year, and 5-year.
Right.
He's a 5-year guy,
right.
So he gets the very, very highest.
He's got a nice little chunk of change. Not as nice as signing, say, a 7-year, $49 million contract on the open market, but, you know, nothing to sneeze at.
I'll take it.
Steven Gostkowski. Some were surprised by this. Received the second-round compensation tender, $1.75 million, but we're a team looking to get a all-pro kicker, a Pro Bowl-caliber kicker, a young guy. They could sign Steven Gostkowski to an offer sheet, and should the Patriots not match, it would only require a second-round compensation. I think that's about right. We've talked about this on PFJ Progress. How much is a team really going to overpay a kicker?
Right.
So if you want, you match it, or if... You know, I saw some fans on chat boards and emails say, I'd take a 2 for Steven Gostkowski.
Yeah, I thought it was either the second rounder or the first rounder. Sure. I was leaning more towards the first rounder because his all-pro resume now. But, you know, second rounder, that's...
Yeah, my guess is he'll be back playing for $1.75 million.
Probably.
And our third restricted free agent, Pierre Woods, who was also a restricted free agent last year playing on a tender.
RFA 4.
Received his original compensation, which for him is nothing because he was undrafted, so he'll play for $1.17 million this year.
Don't expect him to get too many offers from
you know elsewhere. If he does, a lot of people have speculated it could be a Cleveland Browns, where Brad Seeley knows what he can bring to a special teams. Eric Mangini knows what he can be as a backup linebacker. I don't think he'll get a ton of interest. It also would not be a major loss were he to get some money and go elsewhere. And then the big news today, probably not the big news that Patriots fans were hoping for.
There was a signing, though.
There was a signing. It involved a little money. It involved
for
a guy,
pass rusher.
Two players on the market who had double-digit sacks last year. The Patriots signed one of them.
Right.
Tully Bantakane re-signed with the New England Patriots today.
Who was the other one, Andy? It kind of slips my mind.
Sweet. Peepers?
Something like
Johannes
that.
Johannes Peepers, was it? Oh, Julius Peppers. He's in Chicago. There were reports that the Patriots had an offer on the table as well as the Eagles, but he went to Chicago. Lovey Smith met him after midnight in Charlotte, picked Tinney and his agent up, flew him to Chicago.
Hijacked him, wouldn't let him leave the building or else he'd be a Patriot right
also
now.
Also apparently handed him a contract that will pay him somewhere in the range of $40 million in the first 3 years. So
that kind of helped too. Yeah.
Kill the Peppers rumors, the dream is dead. But Tully Bantakane is back after a tremendous, surprising 10-sack season. It's also surprising, according to Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com, the deal, which is a 3-year deal confirmed by the Patriots, averages $4.5 million per season and could swell to $6 million with escalators.
That's a pretty good chunk of change for him, too.
He got paid like a double-digit sack guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a little surprised at the numbers. I'm not surprised by any means that he's back, but I'm a little surprised at the numbers if those are indeed accurate. And with Mike Reese, we have no reason to believe they're not accurate. $4.5 million per season, if that's real money, that's good money for TBC.
Well, just think about this guy who was a late-round draft pick of the Patriots way back when. And then he signed the big money deal to go back home to San Francisco. Didn't really fill out that whole contract. Didn't get fully paid, but he still got a lot of money up front from them.
Got a little bonus money.
Now he's getting a lot of money from the Patriots again. He's done pretty well for himself.
Seventh round pick out of Cal, done very well for himself. And if I'm not mistaken, this contract is every bit as fruitful for him as the San Francisco one. I believe he got 12 and change. There was some bonus money in that one. I think it was like a 3 or 4 year, $12+ million deal with San Francisco. This is 3 year, $4.5 million a year. You're talking about $12 million potentially. So, Tali Bantakane back in the fold. The anemic New England pass rush from a year ago at least has its leader mm-hmm. back in the fold. And now we've reached the point.
Rumor mill.
Rumor. It's fun to talk rumors. And there's a couple rumors out there. As I said, the first rumor was that the Patriots had an offer on the table for Peppers, but apparently that offer wasn't good enough to even lure him.
Sometimes your best
isn't good enough. As our friends on South Park are wont to say.
That's want to know.
Anquan Boldin.
Very funny, you guys.
How would he be for a bridesmaid, Eric, in this free agent bidding?
I wouldn't even consider him a bridesmaid. I mean, on the offensive side, he'd be your bride, I think.
Trouble is, to me, pass rush is far and away
sure.
your
overall,
biggest need.
Overall, yes. But on the offensive side, that'd be a major... That'd be a major acquisition.
Anquan Boldin trade talks out of Arizona have apparently heated up. Conflicting reports have various information as who the front runners are right now. Adam Schefter believes the Baltimore Ravens are the front runners. Kansas City Chiefs are also in the mix. But National Football Post indicates that the Patriots have, quote, emerged as the front runner to land Arizona Cardinals star Anquan Boldin, according to league sources. And that guy's nickname on Twitter is
Ravens Insider.
Ravens Insider. So Schefter says the Ravens mm-hmm. are the leading candidate, but Ravens Insider says it's the Patriots.
Who do you believe?
Multiple reports have indicated
maybe the Ravens Insider is Dean Pease.
Could be. Sure. Heck, who knows?
He's an insider.
I doubt it.
The Ravens,
you know, for like a month now.
Anyway. Right. So,
early reports indicated a third round pick would probably get it done. We all know the Patriots don't have
one
a third
yet.
Round pick, but. There's some chatter, some rumor that because of the bidding, maybe it's gotten up into the second, and Patriots
got
have
plenty
three
of those.
Yep. So Anquan Boldin, 84 catches, I believe, last year, has wanted out of Arizona for a couple years now mm-hmm. because of, frankly, money. Mm-hmm. He wants to be paid, and that's also an issue that any team will have to deal with is trying to figure out what he's worth, what the long-term deal is worth. Can you keep him for a year and then slide him into a slot that you had filled by Randy Moss in terms of $8-9 million type
mm-hmm.
receiver
yep.
would be interesting. Certainly would be interesting to see him line up opposite Randy Moss.
At least for a year
with Julian Edelman in the slot and some other bit pieces filled in around them.
And eventually Wes Welker, hopefully.
Eventually Wes Welker, and hopefully Boldin is still healthy at the time that Welker returns
right.
because health has been a little bit of an issue for Anquan Boldin. But he certainly
yep.
fills the bill as an elite NFL receiver, mm-hmm. maybe not the best on the market. There are reports that Brandon Marshall will be visiting the Seattle Seahawks as a restricted free agent.
Seattle's been very active in this 12-hour period,
sure.
18-hour period of free agency so far. Very active participant.
Probably in part comes with a new regime, Pete Carroll
sure.
and company taking over, want to put their mark
on
the
psyched.
Franchise.
He's pumped.
He's jacked.
He's ready
Woo.
To go.
One of the bigger deals... Initially, anyway,
let's
was
get jacked up for this one, man.
Nate Burleson found a new home in Detroit where Jim Schwartz lured
Another
him
one.
There.
Another team that's been active.
Yes, and Jim Schwartz also lured Kyle VandenBosch from his former team where Schwartz and VandenBosch succeeded in Tennessee.
Yep.
Apparently, Schwartzy met him at his home, did one of those post-midnight
did the
recruiting
Lovie Smith
trips.
Thing?
Yes.
Hijacked him.
Apparently brought wine. They drank
Whoa.
A little and
Wait a minute.
Consummated a new deal.
Is he gonna
How they consummated, I don't know.
Is he going to wake up in the morning and say, what the hell did I just do?
It's possible, because he'll be in Detroit. Both on the field and off the field, he'll be in Detroit. that's a tough one, but a lot going on. Comings and goings. Boden getting some interest on the open market, apparently.
Who are you hearing?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just saw something where Bodden getting interest on the open market. So I said Bodden getting interest on the open market.
You heard it here first,
not
folks.
The best information man in this room for nothing.
As a veteran guy, well, you know, there's guys that are real information men that give you misinformation.
True. Yeah, they do.
I don't try to be.
Patriots insider Andy Hart.
I've never said I'm an information man. I'm an analyst.
Here's our friend Eric Berry on the television.
I'll break it down like no one else. And the bottom line is, Patriots probably not quite as active as fans would have hoped because the name Julius Peppers has not been a realistic option at this point. But Anquan Boldin, the rumor mill is burning. Vince Wilfork, I'm sure. Negotiations are ongoing since that was their number one priority this offseason. And
so they say.
The owner said they were close at the combine. Mm-hmm. You got to think that's closer by the day. And at some point that'll come to fruition and you can get him inked to a long-term deal. Now the only question is, Eric, as I said upstairs, are they keeping together a mediocre defense with Banta Kane and Wilfork, or are they going to improve this team? That's the question I think fans and media alike have right now. Is the status quo, as Bill would say?
The status is quo.
Or are we going to improve? Because I think at this point, the Jets have acquired Antonio Cromartie via trade.
Yep, fans
Other
in an
teams
uproar
are
improved.
Carlos Dansby is flying to Miami to meet with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
The teams in your division look like they're working very hard to improve.
Right.
Whereas the Patriots, at least initially here, looks like they're working very hard to first retain some of their own players.
Right, and, you know, obviously Peppers was the guy at the top of most people's list. And then I think Vandenbosch was a close... Well, maybe not a close second, but he was a consensus second.
Some people had some interest, certainly.
As far as coming to New England. Now both of those guys are off the market. Now I think you're really only going to have to look at the draft now as far as getting a premier pass rusher, or at least a potential premier pass rusher.
And that's fine. If we get that guy, whoever Bill deems an elite pass rusher, Sergio Kindle, Ricky Sapp, Brandon Graham in the draft, and this rumor comes to fruition of Anquan Boldin.
Yeah.
I think we'll all agree they'll have checked off the two biggest needs.
Sure.
Adding depth at receiver and adding a playmaker at pass rusher.
Sure.
You know, might not come quite as quickly as it would with Peppers in the pass rush department, but,
right.
You know, the bottom line is I think right now fans just want to see some movement. They're getting, as they always do this time of year, unless the Patriots charge out of the gates, they're getting worried. Jets are doing this. The Dolphins are doing this, you know, the Bears. Oh, the Bears are having everybody and their brother in town and this team and that team.
But let's put this in perspective. The only year where free agency began and by the end of the weekend, New England was the talk of the league was 2007. They really don't do this historically.
And I'll get back to it. They went 18-0 right up until the Super Bowl.
They did a pretty good job with it that year. So I was hoping that this year would kind of be the same thing. And there's still time, I guess.
Plenty of time.
It just started. We just started.
What are we, 17 hours into free agency? Let's not jump off the ship just yet.
Right.
And we haven't even begun to see the flurry of activity that I expect on the restricted free agent market as teams start to figure out who they want, put together offer sheets, file the offer sheets, teams have to match, trades are considered, the Wes Welker route or some of those things could be done. There will be a lot of activity, not just on the first weekend of free agency. This is going to be a long process that will take the next few weeks. And as always, we will be here to break it down here on Patriots.com, both on PFW in Progress and the Patriots.com Roster Report podcast.
And the PFW blog in full effect.
PFW blog is active as always. I'm taking shots at Eric as always. But let's recap.
But at
rumor.
Least you and I are blogging.
Yes. Paul is at a loser convention in Virginia, but maybe you can get Maybe you can chat with Ravens Insider while he's down that way and let us know the deal on Boldin. Because rumor has it, the Patriots are a front runner potentially to land Anquan Boldin, depending on who you read on the internet. Fact has it, Tully Banta Kane is back in New England on a 3-year contract. Fact has it, Chris Baker is not going to be back in New England. He was asked to leave the team and put out the fire. Julius Peppers is a Chicago Bear, reportedly for $40 million in the first 3 years of the deal.
A bull market for that Bear, if you will.
And we'll end on that note. That's Eric Scalavino. I'm Andy Hart. This is Patriots.com. We bring you all the information on the Patriots roster each and every Friday. Until next week, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.